back live on the air through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is for you. It is today, at least over here where I am at, May the 29th, 2019. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in the town of Los Molinos in California. It is Wednesday. If you have questions, we have answers. That is the Ra Group and the Elohim Group speaking through Terry Brown, who provide answers to the questions that are being submitted. As you can also submit a question here per email, when usually checks the questions during the call. I call it a call as this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. You can email questions to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And if you look at the archives at thespiritchannel.net, thespiritchannel.net, there is tons of information out there. I have to say it is pretty messy. It's not really organized. But there is a wealth of information available. I welcome the caller here. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome. You sound in the background.
How's that? Is that better?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. This headset sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
I see.
Have you been using this the last couple of days?
For the past couple of weeks.
First couple of weeks. Okay, the last couple of days you were had your microphone too close.
Okay. There we go. That's good.
You know, it was good from the beginning today here, but like last night and the night before.
How about right now? How does it sound?
Great.
Okay, now this is as close as it gets. So
now you see when you say the S when it gets the S,
yeah.
That get it.
Okay, all right. So that's better right now.
Yeah. So far so good.
Seashells at the seashore.
Yep, they're beautiful.
Okay, thanks.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Barb from Ohio.
Hello, Barb. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Good evening to you, too.
Oh, thank you.
Barb, have you ever sent in a question?
Yes, I did. I was the one that asked about the dog in the cloud a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they give a good answer?
I think so. I never even thought that we had, that we were involved in our dog's involvement down here. I thought that was extremely interesting. So did a lot of my dog owner friends. They thought, oh, well, we never even thought of that way, you know, that we were a part of what they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have another person join in. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening.
Hi.
Jane, did you ever ask a question?
Did I ever ask a question? Yes, I think I did.
Okay, just checking.
Do you want me to ask a question tonight?
Well, if you want to, there's room for one. But,
okay.
You know,
how about just a very simple one? I'm going through some negative attacks, psychic attacks. Can I help myself?
Jane in Pennsylvania? No.
Yes.
What city?
Exton.
In the meantime, let me welcome the person that just got on board. Thank you for being here. Location.
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Are you okay with all those storms going through?
Yeah. We had flash flood warnings and tornado warnings, but it went past. I mean, I went through it. I mean, no tornado here, but...
Yeah, I have an aunt that lives in Frisco, so we kind of watch the weather for her, you know.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, that's a lot of weather in Frisco.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Hi, Janine.
I'm doing good. Hello. And who's that?
Right. Stranger.
Oh,
first time caller.
Oh, well, hi.
Hi, it's Wynn.
It's who?
Wynn.
Oh, hi, Wynn.
You forgot about me already.
No, I just couldn't tell the voices.
Jane?
I see Don is here. Welcome, Don.
Everybody, down in Northern Ohio.
Hi, Don.
Jane, how do the attacks manifest?
Manifest? Someone is sending a djinn into my apartment. That send energies to me.
Mm-hmm. Someone is sending djinn.
I know who the person is, but they just will not go away. It's black magic.
How do you know?
We had a few more.
How do I know? It's either that or his astral body, if he does it himself.
He wasn't an old boyfriend, was he?
Pardon me?
Was he a boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, this is Prudy.
Welcome, Prudy.
Hi,
Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
You scared me for a minute.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome, brother.
Thank you.
Hi, Raiden.
And more people have joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
There we get the Cecil, the C6, Sea Serpent, in sunshiny Seattle.
Cecil, welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
Hello,
and
everyone. Shirley Frummel. Shirley Frummel, hiyo.
Shirley, good evening. Welcome.
Thank
you. Hi. Now, Shirley, do you have a question you're afraid to ask?
Well, yes and no, but you answer them for me when I have one, so... I just want to say thank you.
Oh, I answer it before you ask, you mean?
I mean, I don't have to verbally, you know. You answer. Thank you.
Okay. I know I do that, but I don't really know when, you know?
Oh, and every time you dropped off the other night, I was dropping off too, and electrically things have been gone haywire for me.
Well, that's a sign of true love when we drop together. Of course, it's better to rise together.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger.
Welcome. Hi, Roger.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi.
and welcome to everyone listening in online to PBS. Thank you for being here. And questions can be emailed to Wynn to the address of questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Mr. Blair, welcome, Chris.
Hey, hi, thanks, man.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I just
hey, guys.
I just want to let everyone who's listening on BBS, I want to say hello to them. And I want you to know, the reason this call doesn't have an official opening, like, da-da-da-da, welcome to Winfrey's question and answer conference call. The reason it doesn't have an official opening is it never officially starts and it never officially ends. It just kind of slides into it. Go ahead, Heis.
Welcome to the next angel. Please say your name and location. Hello,
Terry.
Terry.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Terry is getting so comfortable.
When I do have a question about doing the death walk and not allowing it to affect you so much, affect one so much, you know, how to do it without it bringing you down.
What's a death walk?
Well, like if someone passes over, you know, that you've been close to, and like you know before they pass over, you know, that they're, yeah, that, you know, you've been with them in spirit prior to and during their passing over and then helping them get to the light. And I do this, but I really don't know what I'm doing. It's just something I've always done. But it always takes a physical and kind of an emotional toll on me, you know, energy-wise. I have trouble balancing the energies when I do that.
You know, Shirley, you might want to talk to Fred Brooks also. He might be able to give you some advice. Maybe you want to share some ideas.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Are you working with somebody right now in that situation?
Just several weeks ago, a fellow that I had lived with for over 10 years, he had passed. And, yeah, it was difficult.
And they passed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know one thing they always say is talk to the person. Even when they're unconscious, even after they're dead, because Terry always tells me they're still in the room, or they're usually in the room, and they hear you even though you don't know they're there.
He was annoying me before he passed away, and I didn't know that he was going to pass, and this is all what I've just experience, like we weren't together physically, but spiritually, you know, mm-hmm. I could feel him. And I mean, I got annoyed with him and I told him to leave me alone. And then the next day I read that he had passed away and I felt really bad for, you know, telling him to bug off, you know, and here he was really needing me. And so I felt a little bit guilty. So yeah, I kept helping him, but I felt like he was really lost, and so I was trying to help him get accustomed to not having a body.
Okay. So you really weren't working with him because you didn't know he was really dying, right?
Right. But after he did go, but I could feel him, like, for 2 weeks before he died, I could feel him, like, every day. And I felt like, I mean, he had stalked me for a while, and so I had to move away. And so we left on negative terms, but I still wanted to be positive and help him out.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to make a vibratory connection with someone who was stalking you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, you spent lots of energy resisting them and pushing them away, even though you forgive them, right?
Right,
and
right.
Fighting anything.
Yeah.
I mean, even I, years and years ago, stalked a woman. The damn things become obsessive. I didn't really, she didn't know I was stalking her. I used to drive by her apartment, and I'm thinking, I wonder if she's with somebody.
That's what he would do. He kept driving by. I wasn't aware of it, but somebody else told me about it. And it didn't really bother me, but I eventually moved out of town to break, you know, to move on. And but he was a real heavy drinker though too. And so I could, I didn't know, with him being lost in that. I just wanted to help him get to the light, if that was possible,
Hi, this is Sarah from Evanston.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Where are you located, Sarah?
Evanston, Illinois.
Evanston, Illinois. All right, right. Yes, welcome back.
Yeah, right by Chicago.
All right.
Sarah, is that you bugging me with emails?
No, I sent you one email maybe a couple of days ago. But that's it.
You're not bugging me. I'm teasing you.
No.
Do you have a question for tonight?
I don't. Actually, I just got from work, come from work, so I didn't even think of a question yet.
Okay. All right.
Maybe next week I'll have a question.
I'll bet we do something soon, okay?
Hey, Wim.
All right,
yeah.
More people have tuned in. Welcome to those. If you want to, feel free to say your name or location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi.
Anyone else?
Hey, Debbie.
Yes, Wim.
You should put a bumper sticker on your car that says, "The Elohim need me."
That's funny. At least we're up to my knee now. That's good. So far, I have broken my ankle, fractured my ankle, my knee. Next, it's going to be my head. I'm going, no, I only dislocated my knee. Never mind. It was a joke.
All right.
No. It was okay. All right.
Hey,
I know Terry's. Yeah.
Is it Cecil?
Yeah. I just wondering if you're looking for questions. I have one that I could throw in the hat.
Well, you know, I was sensing people that are shy, that don't like to ask questions, and I was pushing them over. Yeah. That's not you, but go ahead. What's your question?
Well, some time ago, I asked about my wife's dementia, and the answer that came back was that it was a natural thing and something she had to go through. They couldn't help her with it. And in the meantime, between then and now, I've been doing everything I can in research and supplements and things like that. And different doctors, and I'm just wondering if I'm doing a good thing by doing that, or if I should just back off and let it go.
No, I think you're doing a good thing. And also, somebody asked that question today of a chiropractor, and after he joked around and said, I know two things, but I forget what they are. he said, vitamin C is helpful because it detoxifies aluminum from the body, and aluminum is a factor in dementia. And also, the other one was lecithin, because that's very good for the brain. So those two things. And then they have, I don't know if your wife Betty's name is right. I don't know if she could have a vitamin C intravenous, but they do have intravenous vitamin C drips.
Cecil, uh-huh. has anything you've been doing helping?
It's hard to tell whether it's helping. I don't know if I think she's going slowly down the slope, but if it weren't for all this, she might be going down quickly. So I don't really, it's hard to tell. She's got a sundowner's problem that gets really quite bad at night. And most of the time during the day, even though she doesn't recognize me at all for 2 years now, she recognizes most people. But she thinks she's always in a different place and she wants to go home. And she gathers up all of her stuff and so she can take it home with her. A lot of typical dementia problem, you know, things happen. And it's pretty frustrating, both her and me.
Do you ever squeeze her neck and massage her head?
I haven't, but I was watching the movie last night, the thing that was done by a doctor here in Washington. They have a clinic that they do a lot of this kind of stuff with, and he was showing the video of how to put compression on the head and the liver and also to detoxify the lymph glands under the along in front of the carotid artery and stuff.
Is the back of her neck tight?
Probably.
I mean, I would think. I mean, I'm just thinking a wild stab here. But if you increase the blood circulation to the brain, that something might shift.
Yeah, hear you. And that's been a problem for 30 or 40 years. She's had sleep apnea, and nobody would do anything about it until recently when I got up in arms about it, and I finally got us on the CPAP machine. But she won't wear it a lot. Sometimes she won't wear it at all, and other times she only wears it 2 or 3 hours a night.
Isn't it amazing how stubborn women can be?
I can't believe it. Us guys don't have any of that, of course.
All right, I'm ready to start, okay?
All right. Let's do this. I'm going to...
Charmin...
Muted.
I just want to ask Charmin. Charmin, are you
here,
on the line?
He's not here, I believe. Let me open up the mic.
Unmuted.
Charmananda, are you here? It's a negative. All right, here we go.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is May 29th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. You got questions, we got answers. And this is the night that you submit questions and we come up, our sources through Terry come up with answers. And sometimes they're things that just can't be figured out on a human level. And let me just see something. Um, Just a second here.
Unmuted.
Is Bonnie on the line? No. And Dharmananda's not on the line, right? No.
Muted.
Okay. So, let me see here. We are ready to start asking questions, right? And we start out, we are talking to two group souls. One of them identifies themselves as the Elohim, and the other, the Elohim, supposedly, are the creators of the physical universe, and they existed as pure energies before there was a universe. And the other one identifies himself as the Ra group, and they are made up of entities that went through physical embodiment and graduated this realm and teamed up on the other side to help those planetary populations that were still in reincarnational cycles. And both groups have paid attention to us at this planet. And we made connection with both groups, so they did something very unusual. They're working together, and the voice that you hear answering questions identifies itself as Ra'an, which is a combination of Elohim group and Ra group. And they can go back and forth when we're asking questions. So on that note, we're going to do an invocation to the light and start asking away. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we make contact with each and every person who wishes contact made. We come directly to you. We do not come to the telephone line or the computer. That is where the voice comes. So we are instantaneously with each and one, every one of you. We not only are with you, but we are with other people who are praying at this time. Other people in other countries who are praying. And we hear their prayers. And we assist where we can. If we ever say anything that does not make sense to you or apply to you, disregard it. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question is from
times to hear. Jane in Pennsylvania, in Exton, Pennsylvania. I'm going through some negative attacks. How can I help myself? It seems to be connected with my old boyfriend who's sending some kind of negative energy into my apartment. What can I do?
Thank you. He has a certain soul frequency, and the signals he is sending have a certain frequency. He is familiar with your frequency, so he can seek you out and find you frequency-wise. This makes it more difficult than if you were trying to evade a negative source that didn't know your energy and where you lived or more about you. If you have a picture of him, look at the picture and see if you can sense the soul energy that he has, and then practice evading that energy, sending your frequency higher than his frequency, so that if you focus hard enough on evading his frequency and setting a new frequency for you to sit in and to send, eventually he will not be able to track you or find you frequency-wise. We sense it. It's like a radio beam, and it is coming straight to you because he knows your frequency. We raise the frequency above his frequency. We send the frequency above his frequency where he cannot see. He is seeing within the band of frequency he knows of yours. So if you can up your frequency higher, then we are doing it. We are looking from a different frequency toward him at this time. He is unable to track that. However, if we enter into your frequency, he zeroes right in and locks in on your frequency. One thing to do is to move to an area, or to move your house, but to go out to another location and practice sending a higher frequency that he cannot find. This is perhaps the best way that we can see of dodging his look at you. Eventually, if you can dodge it enough to stay out of his range long enough, he will have no payback and will eventually stop doing it. Thank you.
How about the kind of ceremonies, like smudging your house or using sage?
Yes, if you smudge your house, you will be able to clear some of his energy out of there. He can also use his past energy with you and with invocations he has been in to re-find that location. So to smudge your house and to get rid of other frequencies could also help.
Thank you. Let me just check one thing out here very quickly.
Unmuted.
Jennifer, are you on the line? Hello, Jennifer. Jennifer? Okay.
Muted.
She had a question, kind of a serious question, but she's not on the line. So I'm going to defer it. And next question is
Jennifer's listening on PBS, just FYI.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jennifer. Well, call in, would you please?
Did you have a question about her question?
No, I guess I could ask her. Well, I don't have... Let me look it up. I have the general question, but I am not sure. It was a healing question for her boyfriend, and I wanted her boyfriend to be on the line or listening. I don't know if he is. You know if he is, Prudence?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure. I mean, he might be listening with her, but I know she's on VBS right now.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go with her question as we have it. Okay, thank you. This is from Jennifer. What city is she in, Prudence?
Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Her fiancé, Tom, had an infection on his finger, and he needed a heavy-duty IV antibiotics. Now, 10 days later, his health is poor. Please ask Terry for healing prayers. I believe she'll ask a question tomorrow night about this.
Okay.
Tom is listening.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay.
When you have a round of antibiotics, less or so perhaps with IV, it would be helpful to reestablish the flora in the digestive tract through supplements of different flora that are beneficial to repopulate the digestive tract with helpful digestive enzymes and flora to rebuild your immunity and the ability of your digestion tract to make the vitamins and to again digest your food. We also send love light to your whole system, your immunity system, to help heal from infection. And give us a moment while we check another thing. Your white blood cell count could be higher. also, you might try some colloidal silver Also, the mantles can help to get rid of any pockets of infection in the digestive tract. Thank you.
And I don't know if oregano oil is important, but generally it's considered a natural antibiotic. And, you know, I'll tell you, if the reason you have to take probiotics is because when you take antibiotics, antibiotics kills all the bacteria, including the good bacteria, and the probiotics gets rid or brings back in the good bacteria and puts your system back into balance. And just to share, if you know, there's something they did with Terry, a procedure, which I'll mention because I didn't know such a procedure existed. And this is for really serious infections. And if you ask for it, you might have to ask for it. They may not do it. But there's an antibiotic that you can take home with you. I don't mean just a pill, but a IV antibiotic that there's this pressurized ball, maybe 2 inches in diameter, that the antibiotic is pressurized, and they put what's called a tick line into your skin, into a vein, and they put the ball on the tick line. Actually, you do it. They don't do it. You do it. It's an at-home procedure. They put the ball on the tick line, and then the pressure of the ball pushes the antibiotic into your blood vessels, similar to an IV drip in the hospital. And when Terry was really serious, they had her on that for, I think, 10 weeks at home.
Yeah, 10 weeks.
And I think, you know, she was really infected. She had pneumonia. People die all the time from pneumonia. She looked like hell warmed over for a while when she was in the hospital. And she did this every day, this pressurized IV. And I don't know what else to call it. The people that administrate that or that get it going are called infectious disease doctors. Okay? So if you ever feel you got a really serious infection, ask for it. I mean, if you're in the hospital, you don't need to, because they're doing, you know, the regular IV drips. But if the infection is not clearing and they're releasing you, ask them about that, okay, because it made a difference. Okay, next question. This is from Debbie Ensign. And I would like to have information on soul fracturing. And two, I would like to know why some souls remain earthbound and don't know where to go when they leave the body.
Thank you. Those are two separate and big questions. Why do souls remain earthbound? Because that's where their attention is. You follow where your attention is. So their attention is on, say, the body, and then they, if they pass over, then they can stay with the body and figure, okay, now the body's dead, so I'm dead, and they try their best to just stay with it. Or they leave their body and they move to another location, or they don't realize they're dead, and they walk around as best they can, attempting to contact people or find out what is going on, saying hello to people that don't answer and don't know that they're there. So when people test on, that is one of the reasons they don't go to heaven and get their life review, or they think that they want to talk to Aunt Hattie, and they hang around Aunt Hattie, and it's like they get stuck trying to communicate, and they can't. And, generally, after the body it breaks up, or the bones break up and it's not viable anymore, that is one of the release points that they let the body go and can go exterior and go to heaven or to find another body. But if someone is really aware that then they pass over, they can they might get an angelic guide that will guide them to heaven. Give us a moment. Your second question is to do with souls fracturing. We see that that is the concept that many have, souls fracturing. However, generally, the reason that it appears that way is because at some point in the past, the souls had two souls, five souls had perhaps been glommed together in some explosion or some traumatic experience, and they were glommed together and they went down the track together experiencing the same issues, the same lifetimes, and then separate energies of the glommed together soul began to separate out. And it appears like they're fractured, but they aren't really fractured. This would be the individual souls that are beginning to separate out and find themselves. Unfortunately, one of the things psychology do for that is to give them electrical shock, and this glomps them together again, so it looks like they are no longer fractured and everything's together and everything's fine. However, eventually they will again begin to separate out into their individual entities. And for a while, they may have had the same experiences and been together as one. However, they eventually will have their own responses, and this is one of the reasons why a person's mind can have mind chatter, is the different energies that have been separated at some time in the past and then gotten together, gone together in some experience, then they are responding, but they have different, maybe slightly different history. So they are beginning to have thoughts connected with their history, and a person can begin to get some severe mind chatter that they can't understand why they are having different thoughts, say, that they don't agree with. So if you find this happening, just don't fight it or try to change it. Just let it be and dissipate, and let the fracture, so-called fracture, quote-unquote, exist and watch it and give it love. And let's see, what half of it leaves, and then that mind shit or those problems that he created will go with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. Karmananda wants to know, how is his mother doing on the other side?
She feels a little bit torn between and where to go and who to be with. And she hasn't yet realized that she can have her own experience. Like she keeps trying to be with this person, this family member, that family member, to find this family member or that family member, and sometimes feels a little torn between should she go with this energy or should she stick by the other energy. This is something that she will have to work out, and perhaps if she realizes that she can go back and forth. She doesn't have to go both directions at the same time or be committed to both people at the same time. She can visit one and go visit the other and visit one, visit the other and visit the one. We're saying this over and over as perhaps maybe she caught a hear a little bit.
Thank you. Cecil asked about his wife's dementia, which she had asked about at a previous time, and
yes,
you had told him that it's something she had to go through, but he has been
It is something that does prepare one for the transition as they are exploring. Yet there is the other factor that the aluminum in the brain, the toxins, can diffuse the mind and can muddy and befuddle the mind. So in spite of what we said before, that process will be natural. However, if you do find supplements that can take away the aluminum and the toxins that befuddle, that keep the pathways of thought muddied up and can find a way to clear those toxins out of your system, of your wife's system, then this could help her to begin to recognize you, begin to think more clearly.
Thank you. Jennifer in Greensburg. Oh, I asked that. Did I ask that? No, maybe I didn't. Okay.
No.
Jennifer in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Her boyfriend has an infection.
Oh, yes, you did ask
that. I did ask that. Yeah, we did ask
yes.
that. And,
yes.
Okay. I thought so. Okay. And finally, Sija in England. When I was 16 years old, I had a frightening encounter with a spirit, and as a result, I became very sensitive to picking up atmospheres. Since then, I have felt frightened and uneasy around spirits, and I have had many strange out-of-body experiences when I come into contact with them. My latest experience happened during the day when I was on my own at a haunted house. While I was in the house, I felt as though my senses were heightened and that all of my chakras were open, and I felt uneasy. I could sense a presence, and I was trying to ignore it. At the same time, I had sensation that I was not fully in my body. I was just outside of it. The sensation continued until I left the house. On other occasions, in similar circumstances, I have had the sensation of being both in my body and one foot outside of my body at the same time, with the sensation of looking at myself from outside of my body, which is disorienting. I only have these spirit experiences when there is a spirit around, and I am wondering if you would please shed some light on all this. I also like to know if I'm... Well, this is another question. Let's work on that one.
Thank you. We look at it when there is a spirit looking at you, and you are looking both through your own body, and the spirit is looking at you, and therefore you are identifying with that or seeing things as the spirit sees you. Therefore, it is disorienting because you are looking at things from the spirit point of view and from your point of view, that shifts some back and forth to some degree, looking outside and looking from inside. This could also be magnified by you being exterior sometimes to your body and your mind, like your higher self being outside and your mind inside, your middle self being inside, and then both areas are looking outside, so it is a little confusing. And when there's a spirit in the room, that magnifies it. So we do suggest that if you know a place is haunted, to perhaps see if, for instance, Fred could do some clearing on it, because some haunted houses can be very detrimental as you run into the spirits who are trying desperately to produce an effect of some kind. And if it is severe enough, it could cause you to need clearing from that incident.
Thank you. And at 6:55, I'm going to, we have one last question here. Fija, ask the second part of your question next week, okay? Because I want to go to Shirley. And Shirley talks about what's the best way to help someone get to the light who's dying, and also to relieve her guilt for not thinking she did a good job with someone who died that she did not spend time with in the right way.
Thank you. When you are in that state of feeling regret from the way that you treated the person who was dying, realize that the person who was dying, in this case we speak of, is making you wrong. And so it's not only you that need to clear your own guilt, but you need to talk to the other person and tell them how you feel badly that you didn't spend more time with him, then you realize now he needed it, and now this time you are wishing him all the best, and that he needs to find his way, and that there are beings, say, in heaven that will be able to talk to him, and he can make his way there. We see that he might become angry because he wants, he's a very possessive individual, and he might want your attention and using sympathy to still, in a sense, stop you. We are speaking to him as we are speaking to you and telling him that he can get much more satisfaction by going to the light. We send beings. Thank you.
Thank you. Quick question to tag on that. When people have had a sexual relationship and one partner dies, does the partner die still have sexual longing for the person that's still in the physical?
Yes. It can happen. It can, yes.
And do they attempt to have sex with them from the other side?
They can have an attempt to have astral sex. Yes, they can, or they can just in their own bumbling ways send sexual energy to the person.
Thank you. All right. Well, then we've come to the end. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, 250-513, and give it a closing comment.
We send love and light to Shirley for strength and moving forward and the feelings you are having are partly caused by that man, and it is something he needs to work through, and we are speaking to him as we are speaking, as some part of him is hearing this. And you need to move on with your life. It is something that is his lesson to move from.
Thank you. Thank you all for asking questions and for being here and supporting this work. And we will be moving to Whole Planet Healing. Thank you, BBS. And 712-770-4340, 250-513.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Terry. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
Goodbye.